Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. This is like a brand new month, very exciting month. Everything's seeming to thaw here. We're like, we've got the buds on the trees, and I know you've had them for a long time, but you know, they're starting to open up. It's getting very exciting. It's starting to get nice and green here. So yay.
Yay. And it's nice and green here, but it's still cool. I mean, it was 40 degrees on my deck this morning when I took my dog out.
Whoa. How
early? Kind of surprising.
Was it early?
And it went up into, I think it was 75 yesterday at the highest point. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a range of temperature fluctuation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but we're definitely in spring, and I got my replacement bees. So both of my beehives are active now.
Oh, yay.
So, yay.
Yay.
It's all good. My garden's in.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. That's a big job.
I know. And the blackberries are blooming.
Really? How exciting.
I know.
I love blackberries. They're my fave.
I know.
At least they're my fave that I can eat. They'll take a while to ripen though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They're just little white flowers.
Yeah.
But it's such a pretty time because they're like little snowflakes all throughout the woods.
Aww.
Yeah. It's really kind of cool. And we call it blackberry winter down here because you're not really safe to put your garden in until the blackberries bloom.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, and like I said, it is still a little bit cool in the morning, although we haven't had any, you know, freezes or frost. It's just, you know,
right.
Yeah, not t-shirt weather in the morning for sure.
No way.
No.
No. Yeah. We've had some nice weather, but you know, probably the high we've ever gotten would be like, well, actually it was the day I came home from the cruise, so I didn't get to experience it, but no, we have gotten up to like 76.
Oh, good.
So we, you know, we've had some really beautiful weather. So that's nice.
Yay.
It's just kind of funny because another friend that I knew put her newsletter out and was saying, you know, everybody's expecting to be in shorts and we don't even have buds on the trees. And I'm like, oh, wow. Where are you looking? Because all of our trees have buds on them. It was kind of funny. It was like, oh, are you looking? Because I know you live in Toronto. Anyway, so this is going to be, well, it's the month that, you know, we, of the, what, three times every year that we kind of dread as we move into this Mercury retrograde. But before we go into that, let's talk about the fact that we just, as we're airing this live, we just experienced a full moon last night, which was pretty late. So we're still definitely in the period, but it lasts for 2 months anyway.
Yeah.
And so by the time you hear
2 days.
This, sorry?
You said 2 months.
2 weeks, sorry.
Okay.
a full moon will last for 2 weeks, just like the new moon does. The energy of it will.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not months.
Not 2 months.
It's not a, it's not an eclipse. It's just a regular. Yeah. Good catch. But it was in Scorpio, which is, you know, that depending on how people, you know, had Saturn in Scorpio for, you know, how people did over the last couple of years. You know, it's a deep energy. It's a water sign. It's a deep energy of transformation. So it's a good time. It's actually a good time with a full moon to complete things versus start things. New moons is to start new things. So maybe whatever we kind of were going through during the Saturn, well, it's about to go back into Scorpio for a little while, I think in June, but you know, I think whatever we were sort of in, it's probably completing that cycle, even though we're going to go back into it for a few months. It's part of, I think it's part of cleaning out this energy and changing it so that when Saturn does go back into it, it's not the same, because it's definitely started to move into Sagittarius, and it's, you know, it's a different energy for sure with Saturn in Sagittarius. But so full moon, Scorpio, depending on where it lies in your chart and, you know, whether, which, you know, which part of you that connects with that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a deep one. That's what I always get with Scorpio. Deep, deep.
Yeah. And of course, it's not direct to my moon, but you know, Scorpio. So the last 2 months, I've had direct connections into my personal, my natal chart, like 5 and 6 of them. So the last 2 months have been intense.
Right.
So hopefully this month is just a little bit easier.
What this says is it's reminding us of the need to consider others' support, contribution, needs, wants, and input, and possibly forcing awareness of relationship imbalances.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, you and I were chatting before we went on the air that, you know, I've been hiding for the last year and a half, you know, basically working on myself and not really getting out into the relationship standpoint and thing, you know, and that today I decided to make a change in that direction. And so I think, you know, the full moon illuminates things, and I think it really illuminated that it was time for me to do that, even though I'm not supposed to be starting things on a new moon, but this is a process I've been working on now for a year and a half. So, probably the timing on that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, you can still start things on full moons. The thing that, you know, the only thing that could, and I don't know what time it sort of, but Mercury's shadow begins today.
Right.
So it is best that, you know, but relationship's something that you redo, like you're re-evaluating, you know, it's not like this is the first time you've ever been going to want to start a relationship. So,
yeah,
you know.
So and I redid my profile
on
an online dating site.
And yes, and of course, the Mercury doesn't go retrograde until the 18th, but the shadow is the part where once it goes direct, that's where the shadow starts, I think, and then the opposite is the shadow after is a little bit different. It goes to, well, once we clear it from the 18th. So once it goes back to the same place on the 18th, I always get, you know, it can really see everybody's different. Some people get more impact at the beginning where the first shadow part of it, some people, you know, it really hits them hard between the 18th and the 11th. And some people will get it even after that, where, you know, it's good not to buy, you know, new electronic equipment or sign contracts or do anything where communication is vitally important, where it may affect, well, where it may affect your business or it may affect,
right,
you know, because, I mean, Mercury is a, he's a trickster. He likes to excites to fool us. And, you know, it's going into Gemini, and all of the Mercury retrogrades this year are in air signs. So Gemini is the twin one, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I think, isn't Mercury the ruler of Gemini? I think it is.
This is true. This is true.
So it could be very impactful. I usually start feeling it like 4 or 5 days before it goes retrograde. So I'm sort of on the front end of it, and then the first bit of it is more intense for me. And then generally by the end, you know, it's like worn itself out in my world.
Yeah, and because Gemini is communication focused, but we're also going to have Mars in Gemini, and the Sun, of course, will be in Gemini for part of Mercury retrograde. So,
fun.
Yes. And when the Sun's in Gemini, it's opposing Saturn and squaring Neptune. So there's some, you know, some interesting things coming up in this month that people will definitely feel. Yeah. So, you know, there's something up with Jupiter and Pluto as well. It's not a square. It's a quincunx.
Yeah, which is kind of squirrely.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Scritchy.
Yeah, scritchy for sure. And this is the final of the set, which I guess started last September, then February, yeah. And now this one on the 21st. So that will clean up some things. Yeah, we can benefit from Jupiter's trine to Uranus on, not until June 22nd. Okay, well, that's a way to come.
Oh, you teaser but, you.
Oh, I know. But yes, the more we'll be able, the more we can weed out, you know, the excessive and unrealistic elements in our lives, the more, you know, they will become very obvious to us. And then we can really become much more successful when Jupiter does trine Uranus, which is what they were saying here. And I just didn't read that. I didn't read what they were saying. I just saw the date and was like, ooh, oh, wrong date. Yeah, so, you know, we got a few things coming up. Now, what I liked, Nancy Aruda is now going to be doing my astrology for the month, and she just asked us some questions, you know. You know, why we dread Mercury retrograde. You know, he's here to teach us something about clarity, how we're using consciousness, how many times do we speak clearly, do you think before you speak? Can you clearly define what it is you desire in life? Are you clear about everything that takes place in your thoughts? Do you pay attention to most of your thoughts going through your head? And, you know, just asking why we get angry at Mercury retrograde. There's no need to get angry. We do kind of dread it just because it really does play havoc with communication sometimes, and sometimes it's really obvious and sometimes it's not. And I think it has to do with where it is in your chart and how much it does. But you're right, like, it is the Mercury and Gemini, they are like twins, so it is its ruling planet. And so it could be a little bit more screechy.
Well, let's just see it not being.
Yeah, but it also can allow us to heighten our intuition.
Yeah.
So it's asking you to get really clear in your mind, listen to your thoughts. You know, what do we say in our head that we don't want other people to hear outside of us? You know, if you desire to be living in a healthy, light, and aligned spiritual integral way, then take a look at your thoughts, because, you know, are they clear? Are they in alignment with what you desire? Are they serving your highest good? So these are all really positive things to think about as we go into Mercury retrograde. And I will be having Nancy on this month, so we'll be going into all of the different things that will be starting and happening, and pre-shadow, post-shadow, all the other things that are going to be happening in the next few months. So it'll be a good thing to sort of review and look at. But yeah, I mean, we kind of, you know, there is a point where astrology doesn't rule our lives. It's just sometimes it's good to know when things are happening so that you can be in charge of how you respond to things. Because sometimes it's just a matter of needing to know that, you know, this isn't just about you. It's not, you know, these things aren't happening to you. There's some stuff going on in the universal sky that is, you know, that is impacting us. So it's just good to be in the know.
Right.
But
yeah.
Not to let it rule your life, not to let you, you know, not do things because it's Mercury retrograde. It's just there for information.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it really is all in how you look at it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally, totally. All right. Why don't we go to our first break? And when we come back, we're going to talk about perceptions. We're going to look at these cards that Jean has gotten and maybe do some work around those, see what comes up for either one of us. Jean is with me twice every month, so even though not last month, she will be back on the 18th. We have a show on Thursday that's going to be live, and that'll be before the airing of this. So we will talk about that because it's the first Thursday of every month. So We will talk about that when we get back. And you're listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. I'm with Jean Adrian. If you want more information, go to jeanadrian.com. If you want more information about myself, go to intuitivesoul.com. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean's with me twice every month. We do have a live show that's going to be this Thursday before the live airing of this show, so that's May 7th. And let's see, I know I have this information without getting Jean on here. It is healthylife.net, and the number to call is 1-800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453, and it's healthylife.net. And I'm on with Jean. It's live. We get to do readings and clearings and all the great stuff we used to do with CBS. So do join us. Do remember that it's the beginning, first Thursday of every month, usually. Sometimes it varies, but on the whole, it's mostly that. So we thought we'd talk about perceptions, because this has been a huge area that I have been kind of looking at and contemplating and doing all this stuff around. And so I wanted to sort of talk about it. I did a big newsletter on it. I mean, perceptions for me, like it's been really interesting, because I've noticed how people are responding and reacting around me. And I've been noticing other people's perceptions, but I've also been noticing my own. Like I've been becoming very, very conscious of, you know, some of the things that I've been doing that has been misperceived. And although I can't really do anything about how someone misperceives, I also have noticed that, you know, there's times when I get frustrated with people. And when that frustration comes out, that's when the most misperceptions come out. So that's, you know, if you get frustrated or angry, you're in a place of fear. And of course, that fear can vary in various different ways. But when you're there, you know, your perceptions or how people perceive you are always going to be skewed, always, mm-hmm. no matter what. And this is kind of the thing that I've been sort of really kind of delving into and trying to understand. And, you know, that's really what I've noticed is, you know, I've been sort of, you know, focused. It's funny because as healers ourselves, you know, most of the work we're very good at listening, at, you know, feeling, seeing other people's stuff. And our focus often becomes, even when it's not a paying client, but a friend or whatever, we often still want to help these people. So we're still kind of being ultra conscious while we're talking with them. But at the same time, our perceptions can be judging. And, you know, are we really truly actively listening and being present for the person if we're perceiving things, like if we are in the place of perception? So it just, there are different things that I've been looking at. And of course, you know, I guess we kind of see ourselves as these two separate beings, the spiritual person and then the human qualities, this human side, the side that can get frustrated, the side that can get fear. And learning how to bring those together, and then that, I believe, is really what will help us shift our own perceptions of life. And if we're in a place of love instead of fear, then those around us won't be misperceiving what we're saying or doing or being as often as when we're not aware, as when we're stuck in a place of fear, or stuck in a, you know, that place of wanting to be right. You know, it's just a really interesting thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and when I read your newsletter, I realized that, well, I've been caught up in a classic example of this. I go to this Unity Church here in the town that I live in, and there's been a schism that was started by perceptions or misperceptions. Mm-hmm. Some people got their feelings hurt, and they started acting out, and people reacted to that and how that was perceived, and they started acting out, and, you know, and it became quite interesting. And, you know, throw into that some mistakes that were misperceived. For example, some of the people that got their feelings hurt, you know, they said, well, I just quit. I'm taking my toys and go home. Mm-hmm. And because I'm the one that does the church weekly newsletter, I misperceived that that meant they didn't want to receive the newsletter anymore. Mm-hmm. So I took their name off. I mean, they had resigned. They sent a letter of resignation, you know, so I thought that that was the right thing to do. Well, they got their feelings hurt because they got taken off the church newsletter, even though they said they quit.
Right.
You know, so I said, okay, well, I'll put you back on. So I did. Well, a week ago Sunday, I was coming home from a workshop in Charlotte, North Carolina, with one of my friends, and you know, about 2/3 of the way back, she said, you know, there's something we need to talk about. And I'm like, okay. You know how when somebody tells you, okay, yeah, we need to talk, it's like, this is not going to be pretty. So she said that she had gotten a call from one of her clients, and the client wanted to talk to her, and she said, well, and you know, this is not going to be easy because it's about your friend Jean. Mm. And so my friend goes, okay, what's going on? Well, come to find out that one of these guys that had gotten his feelings hurt, that had quit and then got his feelings hurt because he got taken off the church newsletter and whatever, he had sent an email to my friend's client wanting her to join sides with him and four other people who are really stirring up trouble for this little church. And so the client said, you know, not so much, but, you know, can you tell me in your own words, why did you choose to leave the church? And what he said was, I did because Jean Adrian told me I had to, that I wasn't welcome there anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Because number one, I would never do such a thing. And number two, I hadn't spoken to this guy in a couple of months. The whole time all this stuff was brewing, you know, I wasn't around. I was somewhere else. And so it was really never part of the brouhaha. You know, all I did was take his name off the newsletter when I got the email saying that he was resigning from the church.
Right.
So that just, you know, I think that's a classic example of how people's perceptions get skewed when they're in a place of fear.
It's so true. Like, it's so, so true. I mean, I had something kind of similar happen. And it was happening while I was away with you on the trip, where a good friend of mine was getting upset, but instead of communicating about it, you know, had made assumptions and then got really upset. And it's like, wow, like, this is why it kind of came up to me to sort of start dealing with, because it's like, yes, I know when I've gotten frustrated and I kind of see, you know, some of the things, some of the dynamics that had been going on, but you can't do anything about other people's perceptions. So yeah. That's really why I started delving into this. So, I mean, that's a classic example of how a misperception got completely blown out of proportion with both of us. I mean, it's interesting how, and you know, that's why I say, like, you know, a 100 people see an accident, there'll be 100 different views of what happened in that accident because everybody's perceiving through their own filters. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing sometimes that these things get so confusing. Like, it's just, I'm always amazed that things can get so pushed out of understanding.
Yeah. And it's interesting now that you're saying that is that all of this stuff was going on while I was on the cruise as well, which is why I wasn't involved in it. I wasn't there, you know, but I kept seeing all of this nastiness flying around because I could see my emails, you know, even though I didn't respond to any of it. And when my friend told me about all of this stuff that was just so completely not true, I got really angry. Mm-hmm. And which of course is a shade of fear. And part of me just wanted to call up this guy and go, what were you thinking? You know, I've seen this email and this is just a bald-faced lie, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And another part of me wanted to go and find all of my friends and make sure that they knew that it wasn't true, you know. And finally I realized, whoa, I've gone straight into fear. I've let this person pull the old lowest common denominator thing, and I've just gotten right down into his mess with him. And, you know, so I had to just do some forgiveness work and let it go. And then I felt better, you know. But it's just so interesting how like attracts like.
Yeah.
And that pulled me in like a vortex, just whoosh. And before I knew it, there I was.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, it can escalate so quickly. And and then the energy around it gets so messy that everybody's feeling the energy even though they don't know what's going on. And they're all reacting because the energy's so messy.
Right.
And, you know, and then the perceptions of, you know, some people can completely control and manipulate the others into believing it because it gets so messy in between that it really becomes hard to know what's truth and whose truth and, you know, why is one, I mean, there must have been something he perceived that meant that he thought that you told him that you weren't invited. How? I have no idea, but there had to have been something, right? So,
well, it was when I took his name off of the newsletter list.
But you did that after.
Well, I did that before. No. Oh, okay. I did that after he had resigned from the church. Somebody else had hurt his feelings.
Mm.
But the reason why he thought that I was, he got it all turned around.
Right. Right.
You know?
And the timing and the energy. Yeah,
because all of it.
The energy was so messy. And this is the thing, like, you know, people are so sensitive these days and they're not realizing. It's kind of like when you're driving, you know, on the highway and, you know, there's road rage all around you. We're so sensitive to it. We all of a sudden will feel the anger. We won't understand where it's coming from, but we'll really feel it. Yeah. Right. And we can get caught up on it. And it's just a matter of you kind of like hitting your head and laughing at yourself to sort of alleviate it. But it gets so messy that people, you know, they don't know how to respond. They don't know how to react. They feel that everything's gotten messy, but they don't know what the truth is. And so they have to perceive through their own filters. They perceive what other people are saying that feels maybe clearer to them as they're, you know, touching into it. But it's amazing. It's amazing how things can get so messy, like so out of integrity and so, you know, unclear and so filled with fear. Like we just get so caught up.
Yeah, you know, and it all pulls back to the four agreements. Mm. You know, don't make any assumptions. It's not about you. Don't take it personally. Do your best and be impeccable with your word. Yeah. You know, and when we get out of alignment with that, holy moly.
Yeah.
You know, because those things are so profound. And so I've already made the decision. I'm speaking on June the 14th at the church. You know, I'll be doing, you know, the weekly, if you want to call it a sermon, it's not really, but talk. And I'm going to talk about the four agreements.
Nice.
Because I just think it's, you know, I think it's important.
Right.
That we just be reminded, and especially in a group that, you know, where everybody's got their feelings hurt.
No, you know? I know, right? It's funny, and it's amazing how just it can snowball so quickly and so easily and have everybody up in arms because they don't understand what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
It really is crazy. All right. We're going to go to break. You've been listening to News for the Heart. We're getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about perceptions. When we come back, I think we'll do some fun things. Maybe do some new readings with these new cards that you got, Jean, and play a little. So you are listening to News for the Heart. If you want more information about Jean Adrian, you can go to her website, jeanadrian.com. If you want information about myself, go to intuitivesoul.com, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart?
Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean is usually with me twice a month. She will be back for the live show on the 18th. We do a live show at healthylife.net, and it will be, it's every first Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's 4 p.m. Eastern Time, so it's going to be May 7th. And you can call us for a free reading and healing at 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453. Yeah, so right before the break, we were talking about perceptions. We wanted to do some light, playful stuff, and Jean got these new cards. So maybe, Jean, you can describe what they are and what you're to do with them, but it sounds like it'll be a little bit of fun.
Yeah, the cards are called the O cards, O-H. You're like, oh, no. and what they are, it's two decks of 88 cards. And one of the decks, the larger deck, has four words around the edge. And in the middle, it's got a red rectangle. And so those are called the word cards. And just to kind of give you an example of how it works. So I surrendered into it when I got these cards, and I asked to be shown what limiting belief did I have in my life that I really needed to let go of so that I could begin to move forward. And so the word card that I pull, was men. It had the word men on all four sides. And then the other deck of cards, there are 88 cards. They're paintings that someone has done. They're gorgeous. They're cryptic and they're interesting. And so I pulled one of the picture cards. And the picture card that I pulled was three men sitting in a jury box. And there was a shadowy figure facing them that one could infer to be the yourself.
Okay.
So when I looked at that, I was like, holy moly. What that meant to me was that I have this limiting belief that men are always judging me. Mm. And so I've really been pondering that for about a week now, to the point where, you know, I've done some session work around it and some clearings, to the point where I've decided that that belief doesn't serve me anymore. And, you know, that's a man's perception. He wants to judge me. That's his issue, not mine. And I'm not going to let the fear of being judged hold me back any farther. So does that make sense how they work?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So I've got the cards out. So let's just take a moment and let's put our attention on what do we need to look at around perceptions?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So, wouldn't you know, the card that I pull has no word on it. It's a blank.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. No. Like I told you, these are very interesting cards. All right. So now I'm going to pull one of the picture cards. And let's see what goes in the middle of the blank card. It's this one right here. Well, this is really interesting. I had to put my glasses on to study this. Okay, so I'll just do my best to describe this. Imagine, if you will, a library, you know, where you go to the library and study, and there's stacks and stacks of books, and then there's tables with where you can go take a book off of the shelf and bring it back to your table and peruse it or study it or whatever. So this picture has six tables with two chairs each, and people sitting at the table looking at books, and then there's the wall in front of it is the shelf with millions of books on it. And so I put that in the middle of the red rectangle of no word. So what I immediately come up with is that perhaps where perceptions should be is there should be no word around the judgment of a situation, but that we have the ability to look at any particular situation as it were a library with lots and lots and lots of opportunities for learning.
Right.
Rather than judgment.
Right. Nice.
So what do you come up with if you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, we should be blank. We should be, you know, not in a space of judgment or needing to be right or needing to, you know, perceive things from our own filters, but to just sit and listen and just be with anything and everything that happens. And instead of taking it personal, instead of, you know, seeing it as something happening to you, just sort of being with it. And if we can be blank, if we can just allow, you know, everything to sort of be opened up to us, then that way, you know, then, I mean, every opportunity is an opportunity for healing or for learning. And I do, the metaphor of the library is really kind of cool, or the books, because, you know, we've got all these stories, right? Okay. We keep adding to our stories and we keep holding on to these stories. It's like we have such an investment in these stories that, you know, we really hold on to them. So, I mean, that's kind of what happens when we're not blank. We just pull it in a story and add to it and make it juicy and, you know, keep pulling it in and wanting to, you know, make it our own. And we keep forgetting that we have the power to change that story so we can rewrite that book. And if we come from this blank place, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So shall we do a clearing now around perceptions and why we might allow perceptions to be judgments rather than the blank slate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right. So just take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help. And I'm going to pull a red source card to see where we set up limiting beliefs and programs around perception and judgment. And it says, this lifetime. So this is something we've learned since we've been here on the earth plane. All right. I'm going to pull two of the orange cards. The orange cards are the setup cards. And one of them says servitude, felt powerless. And the other one says child or loved one taken away. The soul reaction is our heart has been shut down. And the stuck belief is I'm broken. So what that tells me is that we've been hurt in relationship. And it has caused us to perceive relationships as dangerous. So we closed our heart so that we wouldn't get hurt again, because we felt like when love was taken away from us, that it was our fault and we were broken. You know, violation of all of Don Miguel's rules, right?
Yeah.
One fell swoop. So let's clear this. I'm going to pull three of the green clearing cards. And while I'm shuffling these, listeners, you know, if you go on my website, jeanadrian.com, and you sign up for my newsletter, I will send you a link to the online version of these cards so you can do this for yourself and clear away your blocks in the privacy of your own home on your own computer. All right, there's one. two, and three. All right, so the first clearing says to close your eyes and to look for areas of old stuck energy in your body, in your field. These would be old thoughts that are just kind of hanging around as stuck stuff in your body and in your field, and causing you to attract to yourself people, places, and situations that make you feel like you're broken or misperceptions. And just ask Spirit to take them to the light. Just let them all be cleared out of there. Okay. The next one says to ask that the transparent egg surrounding your field be dissolved. And in this case, I think this transparent egg is, it's almost kind of like looking at the world through saran wrap, so that your perceptions are skewed. They're not perfectly clear. There's something between you and the truth. So let's just ask Spirit to dissolve the transparent egg around our field that's causing us not to see the world clearly. And then the final thing says, in your imagination, be covered by a sheet of white paper. Allow a being, either this person that was you whenever the child or the loved one was taken away and you shut your heart and took that feeling. Let's do that one. Go find yourself when this happened to you. And let that piece of you, that inner child part of you, the wounded one, the one that feels broken, to write you a message on the big piece of white paper. And then when it's done, take it off, turn it around, and read the message from this piece of you. Wow. Okay. Mine actually happened before I was born.
Oh.
Yeah, I just, through work that I've done on myself, I know that I was aborted three times before I actually came in this lifetime. I was determined I was going to be here. And so because of that, I had my mom taken away from me three times.
Right.
So...
different moms, correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Two different ones.
Okay.
One of them aborted me twice, and the other one actually finally had me after she aborted me once.
Uh-huh.
What that piece of me wanted me to know was, okay, I get it now, and it was all in divine order, and I shouldn't have taken on that I was less than or that it was my fault. Or that I was broken. That was the wrong perception.
Right.
So, did you get anything?
I usually get the same thing. You are loved.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing to get.
Just, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So we receive blessings from the angels for having the courage to look at our perceptions and our misperceptions. And the first blessing is a blessing of courage. Courage to follow your heart's command. The second blessing is release from overwhelm. And the final blessing today is opening to miracles. Wow. So it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping you to see more clearly, helping all of us to see more clearly and not go into judgment, but rather just to be open to clear perception.
Right. Nice. Now, cool. These new cards, you only pick two?
Yeah. Well, you pick one from each pile. You can do it as many times as you want.
Right. Can you pick up something for me on what I am working with right now?
Sure.
Or need to be working with right now?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, so let's just take a moment, surrender. Let me just shuffle that other stuff off of there. And just ask to be shown what direction for where you should be working, what you should be working on right now. It's this one. It's two of them, Lori. They want to come together. Okay. All right. So the first one is the word wise. Okay. And the second one is the word women.
Interesting.
All right. So let me get pictures for both of these. So I'm going to ask that I be given the perfect picture for Lori to go with the word wise. This one. And I asked that I be given the perfect picture to go with the word women. Ha! Oh, this is so cool. All right. So, well, let's look at, well, I'm going to just tell you what I got right away. Okay. So the next thing you should be working on is doing a fireside chat, kind of like your weekly support group that you're doing with Eric Altman, where you're going to be teaching women wisdom.
Interesting.
Yeah. So how I got that was the wise card. The picture that I drew has a hearth with a fire blazing in it, two chairs in front of it, and a pretty rug, a mantle with some, you know, it's just a very sweet little scene. And the women card is a classroom with a teacher sitting behind a desk, the blackboard behind her, and a bunch of students in front.
Interesting.
It's pretty obvious.
That seems pretty clear.
Yeah. Anything else I can help you with today?
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, that sounds like something I'll look into. I felt like almost creating a group of wise women.
There you go.
Right. To
call it the fireside chat group or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because that's sort of where it is. All right. So do we have time for me to do one for
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right. So I would like to be shown a direction for me. Where should I be moving, looking, doing, being? And it's this one right here. And only one's coming. And it says hesitation.
Oh.
All right. So let's get a picture card to go with hesitation. And I'm going to let you interpret this for me.
Okay.
I'll describe to you what
yep.
I get.
Yep.
And I'll let my intuitive friend, Lori, tell me what it means. And then I'll put my 2 cents worth in there. Okay. So what's the appropriate picture for hesitation? This one right here. Okay. It's a hand holding a hand mirror.
Okay. So what are you still hesitating about? What is it about yourself that you are hesitant? And I feel it's around relationships. Like I feel it's around creating love in your life, that you're still mm-hmm. hesitant about something when you look at yourself, that there's still something that makes you hesitant.
Well, you know, I think that I'm still, you know, a little bit worried about actually meeting someone. And there's still a piece of me that's hesitating because I'm afraid that I might get judged for being overweight.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. Even though I've taken the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to move past that, there must still be a piece of that.
Have you been listening to the 8-hour stuff at night? Have you started doing that yet?
Of course not.
Well, I have to say that it is really effective. I mean, I'm starting now to almost sleep through it instead of waking up all the time. But it is, you know, it does help. You know, it's supposed to brainwash us. It does help shift your thoughts over. And, you know, the longer you do it, the more of a pattern it creates. So I'm going to try and do it for the 100 days instead of just the 28. But I've done 2 weeks of it. And I'm like 2.5 weeks, I guess now. But yeah, I'm not going to stop at the 28 days. I'm definitely going to try and continue on with that because it really is making a difference. Like I've noticed I'm not doing any type of binging. And you know, I have really slowed down in eating. And so that's really good for me because that's one of the things that I was doing. And even if I'm not just, you know, bringing the meal and just eating at, you know, without doing other things, because, you know, I'm all alone. So, but I've noticed even that, like, I'm not doing what I used to do. Like, I'm actually enjoying the food. I'm actually, you know, really taking my time. So it, you know, I think that that's part of this. This is, you know, but I'm not going to say that this is just about you, because I think, you know, obviously when you pull cards, you know, it affects more than just just one person. And I'm sure that that's part of my issue too. So yeah. So those of us who, you know, are thinking that there's something in the mirror that is blocking us from love, I mean, that's not how it works. We know that. And you've been a lot bigger than you are, and you've had lots of relationships. So
right.
It's not like that. That's, you know, if you're meant to come together, you'll come together regardless of where you are or what you're doing. But, you know, I think there's a part of you that still, maybe there's a part of you that is fearing the change as well. Like fearing that if you get really hot and slip, I mean, you already look 20 years younger than you are. I mean, you don't look anywhere close to what your age is. And, you know, maybe there's a part of you that's afraid of, I don't know. So look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have been listening to News of the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. This was kind of a fun thing. If you want to play with these and to have free readings and clearings, definitely join us on our live show. And if you want to have something more private and personal, contact either one of us at JeanAdrian.com or IntuitiveSoul.com. I have an 800 number you can call. It's 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. And we have a special for those that listen to the show or that go to our live show. We have a special, so check it out. All right. This has been a great show. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Lori.
Bye.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.